The following audio was originally recorded live and broadcast through the facilities of Trent Radio on October 25th, 2019. I'm Justin Evangelo. This is Disenabled, the program where we enable the disabled. So happy to be back as Reading Week draws to a slow but steady close. For all those university students who were fortunate enough to have it this week, I hope you found the perfect balance of study and rest, although I know most of you are more than likely guilty of doing rest, performing rest, whichever adjective is best, more than study. I'm just as guilty of it. Let that procrastination really settle in as the semester starts to get hectic. Today, unfortunately, the guest I had scheduled for this show was not comfortable being interviewed, which I completely respect. And so it's going to be about half an hour talking about academic performance and the discrimination people with physical disabilities face in terms of an academic setting. So what I mean by that is, for example, a lot of school administrators, especially teachers and sometimes professors, they'll deny all accommodations. They'll be slow and basically unwilling to implement them. They'll refuse to implement them, or they'll simply ignore the request, which are pretty abhorrent, especially when someone who, like me with a sight impairment, needs something like notes in advance or more time for test writing, for obvious reasons that I'll touch on later. The main rationale behind these reasons, more or less, is ignorance. And that's what it all comes down to. If you simply don't have enough knowledge on what the disability is, you just don't simply know how to react per se or what to do. And ignorance and fear go hand in hand, which I'll touch on in a little bit. Because teachers and some professors and even some assistive education workers don't have the requisite knowledge about the disability, they're skeptical of the need for accommodations in the first place. From personal experience, this sort of ignorance and fear going hand in hand takes place in two categories. Like I said, it's ignorance in the form of downright not understanding the justification for all accommodations that are needed because of a lack of education and knowledge base of the disability. I've had to face many battles with high school teachers in particular over receiving work ahead of time or getting extra time for test writing, which I'll touch on after the break. And the second big category is the fear that extra accommodations will inadvertently give the person with the physical disability somewhat of an advantage. Because their thought process is, well, if the only thing that's wrong with them is insert said physical disability here, if they have extra time for test writing, they will have a decided advantage in what they're able to accomplish in terms of quality, which is simply not the case. Because of the need for a lot of assistive technology, especially in those with hearing and sight impairments, it takes longer to manufacture a decent answer, say, on a test or put together a good essay for a long answer question. And it's hard to communicate sometimes with someone who is fearful because, to a certain extent, it's understandable that people who want to serve the education system in the most fair way possible would want to create a fair environment. Fairness is obviously the key behind their irrational fear of an unfair advantage rooted in their ignorance of not knowing about the physical disability. And something I always say is, while it's completely understandable, it's not excusable. Similar to our justice system, ignorance of the law is no excuse. Well, ignorance of the disability is no excuse, because it isn't. If you're fearful of the accommodations and aren't willing to hear the student or their advocate out as to what they need and at least negotiate and just flat out turn it down, you're not doing a very good job at fairly providing them with the opportunity to explain why they need these accommodations implemented. Because I don't have a guest to piggyback off of and discuss, I want to throw the concept out there that when you have a physical disability, you tend to get lumped in with those with cognitive impairment in an academic setting. It's something that people are working to fight against, because the word disability is definitely still used as a blanket term in the academic setting. I've experienced it myself. An example of this is in my high school career. I had an English teacher who meant the best. I had him for grade 10 and 12. In the past, I had trouble receiving work ahead of time so it could be transcribed into Braille, because I'm a Braille user. Not so much now, but I was in high school. I had a Braillist. She was great. Shout out. And at the end of my 12th grade year, he approached me. Now, he would give a university lecture style lesson from time to time. And of course, I would take notes on my laptop. Because I have a speech software on my laptop, because I can't see enlarged font or anything like that, I always wore an earbud in class. Just one ear, and then obviously the other trained on what he was saying. He came up to me, and there was a tech glitch with my laptop. And he heard my voice software. It's JAWS. It's fairly well known. And he said, "Oh my God, I didn't know you use that." And I said, "What do you mean?" And he said, "Is that why you constantly have your earbud in?" I was absolutely floored that he never caught on. In the 2 years I'd had him, this is just before my grade 12 graduation in June, he had no idea. If you want ignorance and an example of it to a T, I think that fits the bill extremely well. Scaling back even farther in time, in grade 9, I had a geography teacher who shall remain nameless. She was a former art teacher, and so she taught all of her lessons the best way she knew how, using visual diagrams, especially when teaching the class about such things as visual diagrams like climate graphs. When we asked her for work in advance so it could be properly transcribed into tactile mediums for my personal use, she flat out denied, saying that I was more than capable of using my fingers and what limited sight I had on my own time with my special education teacher in order to figure out certain concepts like the climate graph. So what I mean by that is there's certain types of graphs and certain shapes representing different types of climate in certain regions. Sorry for the quick geography lesson. And she would have the class imitate, or I guess translate, the shape of a climate graph, a specific one, the formation of it, on their fingers, and then look at it as a form of testing them before the exam. Now, of course, I couldn't see the shapes and I didn't have any tactile diagrams to go off of. And so, hilariously, my special education teacher and I did it as a joke and just couldn't believe this went on for an entire semester, an entire 5 months. Just couldn't believe her ignorance. And at the end of the semester, when I talked to her and I said, "Why were you not on the ball with providing accommodations and providing work ahead of time?" because I had gotten so perturbed by what she was doing that I handed in a fully brailled geography test with no print on it to get my point across. And I think it did a little bit, but the message didn't stick. And she said, I didn't want you to have an unfair advantage. And I said, how is it unfair when you're showing the rest of your students how to make little diagrams with their fingers in certain shapes, and I can't see what's on the board? It certainly is unfair. It's unfair to me and anyone else who decided to take your course who had a sight impairment, because they can't see those diagrams. And she said, well, didn't you have some assistance? I said, yeah, on my own time. That took a big chunk out of the time I had to complete assignments. And she said, well, that's good, and then proceeded to walk away. She was so fearful that I had an unfair advantage when it came to studying diagrams that she wasn't willing to provide them in advance or at all to be transcribed into an accessible tactile format. So to recap, ignorance, not knowing about the physical disability, hand in hand with fear. And if anything, the fear of unfairness is, let's just say, mirrored in that it's unfair to the person with the disability because they're not receiving the help they need. And if this continues, then the lumping of someone who is disabled whilst pursuing an academic career is going to continue, because people with disabilities won't be differentiated. And that's sad, because, not to plug myself here, I was fairly decent in school when teachers were willing to cooperate and provide the necessary accommodations, because giving me them ahead of time gave my braillist enough time to transcribe them. And it's terrifying to me that anyone with any sort of physical disability that isn't being accommodated would be disadvantaged and suffer in a scholarly way, grade-wise, because some teacher doesn't know much about the physical disability, and as a result, they're scared to give an unfair advantage. Because if you really, really needed the accommodation, someone would be mollycoddling you, holding your hand, and putting you in certain classes that are specially designed for people with cognitive impairment. Absolutely terrifying to me. And I know what's going on. To any teacher or school administrator or anyone who has a say in determining the future path of anyone who's physically disabled in terms of academia, please take this to heart. Try to avoid the lumping and stereotypes. Keep advocating if you are. I salute you. And to all those who have physical disabilities who are experiencing this, please, please, please keep up the good fight. I believe in you. I know I'm just one person, but if I can get this out there to as many people as possible, as many dinner tables as possible, just to get the conversation going, I've definitely done my job. I'll be back at it next week from a different perspective, this time interviewing someone who is on the opposite side and actually advocating and transcribing certain documents from print to digital and beyond for those who are mostly sight impaired. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great one, and I'll see you next Friday.